Behind this 鳥居 gateway is the Funatama Jinja Shrine. Funa means boat, so this shrine is connected with ships.
That's strange. We're deep in the mountains. What's a shrine dedicated to boats doing here?
Well, there are two main reasons. Firstly, boats were originally made of wood, and the lumber to make them comes from deep in the mountains. Secondly, there's an ancient legend about the creation of boats associated with this area. The deity Susanoo was bathing under a waterfall close to here when a sudden rainstorm hit. A spider fell into the flooded pond and was struggling for its life when it instinctively climbed onto a leaf and floated to safety. Susanoo was instantly inspired by this act of ingenuity and thus created the very first boat. Because of this, many fishermen from the coast come to worship here.
Wow, great story. Hey, do these statues of dogs also have something to do with boats as well?
No, those aren't dogs. They are foxes, and they don't have anything to do with boats. That pavilion is dedicated to Inari, the deity of cereals and guardian of commerce and success. The fox has a rich history in Japanese folklore and appears frequently in myths and legends. They are associated with the supernatural and are often the culprits of instances of possessions. Since ancient times, foxes have been believed to have strong spiritual powers and are capable of bewitching people. The fox is also considered the messenger of Inari. That's why the statues are here.
Really? So there's more than one deity enshrined here?
Yeah, it's quite common to have multiple deities in a shrine, but in almost all instances, there's a main one. Hey, do you want to take a break here?
Yeah, please. I really want to get a picture of this place.